is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. We're broadcasting live, high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, twice daily. And your dial is set correctly, too. USAprepares.com. It's a link to all of our instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. So if you need to revisit something that you heard on this broadcast or contact an instructor, just click on USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by our instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. There are over 125 of us here at USAprepares.com. We're researchers, we're inventors, we're innovators, we're Americans. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. Today our broadcast classroom is focused on how to protect you and your family from unsafe medicine. Specifically, we're going to be learning about honest medicine, knowledge that will help you and your loved ones should they become ill or need to be hospitalized. We'll be discussing using the power of the internet to assist you and your family in decision making regarding medical treatments. Should you present medical information to your doctor? Let's find out. Today we'll be teaching by telling stories about medical situations and what happened in those situations. Our USAprepares.com health researchers in the classroom today, Julia Shopik, her book, Honest Medicine, it's her newest book, and this is information that your doctor may not tell you. Effective, inexpensive, time-tested treatment methods for life-threatening diseases. We're taking your calls today, toll-free, 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. What you should do right now and why. And you may call Honest Medicine in the broadcast classroom with me, USAprepares.com instructor Julia Shopik. Welcome, Julia.
Hello. Good morning. Good to be here, Vinny.
Hey, Julia, we're going to be discussing actual cases of illnesses and their treatments and outcomes of those treatments. And, you know, you had a very tough medical journey with your husband, Tim. And as a result, you became a medical researcher. Let's start with how you began using the internet.
Well, how I began using the internet was a long time ago when I'm a PR consultant, and mm-hmm. I was using it to find placements for my clients, also to learn more about their areas, their fields of interest. But as far as medical research, I really, really did start doing it more when my husband, Tim, became ill in 1990 with mm-hmm. a cancerous brain tumor. And at first we did exactly what the doctor said, you know, kind of just walking in lockstep with what they said, you know,
yes.
The chemo, the radiation, of course, the surgery. But after about 5 years, I began to say, whoops, he's starting to develop every side effect from these treatments, not from the tumor itself, but from the treatments. Like he had a radiation-caused stroke, he got water on the brain, which is called hydrocephalus, he got many seizures, often they were the results of some of the meds he was taking. It was a mess. And I decided I've got to start using the skills that I'd actually learned to use as a PR consultant, you know, for clients, mm-hmm. to use these skills to find treatments that could prolong his life and increase his quality of life. And boy, did I find wonderful treatments. And Vincent, he outlived his prognosis by 12 years. The doctors had said he would live 3 years. He lived 15. But the thing that made me even more determined to not only write my book, but to encourage people to do research was the fact that the doctors were not at all interested in what we were doing, in the treatments that they admitted he was living longer than he was, quote, supposed to, mm-hmm. but they weren't interested. They just said, well, keep doing what you're doing. And I realized that getting empowered and using the internet was going to be very, very important. And then, as you know, in 2001, his tumor came back, and he did have another surgery, and the suture line, you know, where they had opened him up, mm-hmm. would not heal. And at that point, they really started to do more surgeries to try to find two pieces of skin that would heal. And they just made him worse and worse with the standard, you know, that's what neurosurgeons do. If you're not healing, you know, they just keep operating to try to get two pieces of skin that would heal. They even did skin grafts, pulling skin from his stomach and all over. And so finally, I found a treatment that healed his skin overnight. And the doctors were not at all interested in finding out about it, which was when I decided to go public and to teach people through my writing, through my website, honestmedicine.com, and secondly, through the book, through Honest Medicine, my book, on how to empower themselves, part of it was how to use the internet, but to find treatments that your doctor may not tell you about. So that was a rather long answer to your question, but I hope it answered it.
No, it really did. And Julie Shopik, the reason, I don't know if I've ever told you this, but the reason that you and I know each other is because I have a friend in Springfield, Missouri, and she's a middle-aged lady, and she has multiple sclerosis. And when I started broadcasting about just a little bit over a year ago, I felt there has to be something that can be done to help this lady. And so I sought out, I did my own research, and I found you, I found your book, we chatted, and we got a copy of your book you were gracious enough to send it to this lady, and she is using one of the treatments in your book, for multiple sclerosis. She presented the information to her doctor. Her doctor jumped on board with it, and she's getting the treatments, and they're very inexpensive, and it's working. Now, she is not, the disease is not reversing, but it is, it has not progressed. And I think that's the best that can be expected from the treatment. So let's go on to, what made you realize that, you know, the researching for your husband was a life or death matter. I mean, well, you know, I've had people and family members in the hospital, and you know, it's a gut-wrenching experience every time you talk to the doctor, the waiting, it's just awful, the emotions that run through the family's mind.
You know,
go ahead.
If I had not found the Silverlon, to be honest with you, the Silverlon I found through a doctor friend, but I had been researching wound healing, so I was, you know, very knowledgeable as to what was out there, mm-hmm. and that was the thing that made me know it's life or death. If we had not found this treatment, you know, that's one of the four treatments I feature in my book, Honest Medicine. If I had not found that treatment, my husband would have died. And that made me know the thing I think that I've never said before, actually, on air, but this, I want to make this point. If I had found it earlier, my husband might still be here today. Because it was the repeated surgeries, you know, before we found Silverlon, that really did him in. So I became even more determined. I said, you know, the earlier you find these treatments that your doctor may not tell you about, the better. And you mentioned your friend with multiple sclerosis.
Yes.
And by the way, I believe she has a wonderful doctor that we both know.
She does.
She does. But may I name him or should
sure.
I not?
Sure, that'd be fine.
Norm Shealy. He's absolutely open and wonderful. But most doctors actually are not. And I hate to say this, but it's true. Had your friend found low-dose naltrexone, which is one of the four treatments I write about in my book, if she had found it earlier, her disease would not even have progressed probably as far as it did. And so the idea is find these treatments early, and if your doctor won't tell you about them, because maybe he doesn't know about them, or maybe it's because he doesn't believe in them because they're not, you know, some sales rep from pharma didn't tell him about them, you must take the responsibility of finding these treatments. The earlier you find them, the better. And
sometimes,
that's true of the other treatments I write about, too.
Sometimes when I think about doctors and hospitals, I think that patients are merely numbers. The patients don't want to think of themselves as numbers, but I think it really is a numbers game. And the doctors really don't have much time to remember and think about and read the files to figure out what actually is going on with this patient.
Well,
and I think that's a big problem.
You know, it's a terrible thing you're bringing up. You're bringing up something that rings in my ears because my dad was a general practitioner way back in the 50s and 60s. And he was a doctor in the days when specialization was just coming in. And he did not want to be a specialist because he said, you know, you don't see, specialists don't see the patient as a human being. They see them. He would even, his famous quote was, things are getting so specialized that one day there'll be a doctor of the big toe. And, you know, it's almost come to pass. There are actually doctors who work just on the hand, you know?
Yes.
So, yeah, the doctors just don't seem to put the picture together. And you're right. They don't seem to learn the whole, what do they call us now, cases, you know, instead of people. So
yeah.
You've got to take control. And you mentioned something else. When you're in the hospital, you're there in a uniform, you know the hospital clothes.
Yeah, sure.
So it's designed to make you not feel special, not feel like an individual, a human being. So you got to fight that, and you've got to become proactive.
Julie Shopik, you probably have some friends that are asking you for help, aren't they?
All the time.
Tell us about that, because you know they've read your book, they've heard about your book, Honest Medicine, and you put your phone number right out there on the internet.
I do.
When we come back, let's talk about what your friends and acquaintances and people on the internet are asking you. Julie Shopik's with me. Her book, Honest Medicine. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dried guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Julia Shofik's with me, and we're talking about honest medicine, and she had a very tough journey with her husband, Tim, and she began researching options for him and found some life-extending treatments that were very low cost, and she's written a book about it, and it's called Honest Medicine. It's available on Amazon.com, and if you want to go to our website, USAPrepares.com, there's a link to Julia Shofik on page one. You'll be able to click on that. You'll be able to go to her website, and even her phone number's there. Julia, I'm sure you've had friends and business associates that are asking you for help finding treatments. Tell us about that, please.
Well, after people started seeing how well Tim was doing with the treatments that I found for him, friends started calling and asking me, especially, and this is interesting, Benny, if they had very serious illnesses or chronic illnesses that just weren't being helped. You know, they didn't call me if the treatments their doctors were giving them were helping, of course. You know, but how many times do you hear of people who are doing exactly what their doctor says, and they're taking all these meds, et cetera, and it's just not helping? And that's when friends started to contact me. And that's when I decided to even get more active on the Internet, because if I could publicize, you know, things that I had found, then even more than my friends could be helped by me, you know, and by the horrors that we went through. You know, I could make lemonades out of lemons, and so I started to do more online.
Have you heard the term the dwindles?
Yeah. Tell about it.
My dad was in the hospital, and he was getting more treatments, and the more treatments he got, the worse he was. The doctors said, Well, he's got the dwindles. And I said, dwindles, my foot. This is the rapids. You know, this is advanced, accelerated deterioration at a frantic pace. There's nothing dwindling about it.
Yeah.
And you know, of course, it was a gut-wrenching experience, it just makes my blood boil when I think about how they killed him, and they did. I'm convinced that the hospital in here in Springfield, Missouri, St. John's, killed him.
You know,
and I'm willing to mention that on the air. Come and get me, St. John's. Go ahead.
You know what? There are so many. It's getting better and better known that hospitals are just the least safe places to be. If they don't get you with their procedures, then just being there, you know, all of these infections that are resistant to the antibiotics, the MRSAs and all of that are just horrendous. So no, you're not safe in the hospital. And it's so funny because people often mention, oh, my health plan won't let me stay for 3 or 4 days in the hospital after giving birth to a baby. I have to go the next day. I go, go. You're right. You're lucky. You're wrong that it would be better to stay longer.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Because
people are afraid. They're afraid of not being near treatment when they're medically compromised. And I understand that because I've been in that position. And I was, you know, I thought, geez, my dad is, at least he's in the hospital. There's somebody here, you know, and how wrong I was. He was much better off at home. Let's talk about online patient groups, Julia Shopik.
Oh, boy. I am absolutely, you know, a big fan of these groups. And I like to say that up front because a lot of doctors and a lot of lay people, too, are getting wrong publicity about these groups. You know, oh, they're saying all of this is anecdotal and, you know, you're listening just to patients. Who better understands a disease that you might have or a condition than other people who have the same condition? I started becoming part of these patient groups, kind of a real passive member at first, when Tim was sick, because there were lots of brain tumor groups online and lots of brain tumor mailing lists. They were called mailing lists, and they're still in existence, you know, of brain tumor. And I got a lot of information that doctors weren't telling me. And they're wonderful. And then I started doing them for patients where I was kind of helping through the group.
Julia Shopik's with me. We're talking about honest medicine and online patient groups. Coming up, we're going to ask about some more of her research with her husband. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com, trying to help you with health decisions. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash day. God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Julia Shopek's with me, and we're talking about honest medicine, her latest book. And Julia, when your husband was being treated in the hospital and you brought information to your doctor's attention, were they interested?
Vincent, not only were they not interested, but in some cases they were absolutely dismissive. They would just dismiss it. And I go back to the story that I told you about Silver Lawn, you know, finding the pieces of material with silver impregnated with silver ions that absolutely healed him. I mean, it was, you know, I hate to make it sound miraculous, but it was. And I thought they'd be excited. And not only weren't they not excited, but they were they tried to dismiss the fact that that could have possibly been the thing that helped. I mean, usually with most of us, if you do A and B and C and they don't work, and then you do D and it works, you think, oh, D worked, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Not these doctors. One actually came up to me and he said, I don't think it was the treatment that you found, with the accent on you, that worked. And I said, well, doctor, what do you think it was? I mean, you know, I was kind of puzzled, kind of. And he said, I think it was the vancomycin, the IV antibiotic that he's on. And I said, but doctor, he's been on it for 6 weeks. And this doctor said the words that ring in my ears today, vanco is like that. It kicks in. I was
Julie
stunned.
Shilpik. Julia, my dad was in the hospital, and his blood pressure would just skyrocket, absolutely skyrocket. And I would say to the nurse or the doctor, I'd like to give my dad some Gatorade, and this will bring his blood pressure down immediately, you know, within 5 minutes. And they thought I was nuts, and they said, no, you know, it's got sugar in it, and, you know, it's got salt in it. It's a bad thing to do. And I said, well, let's just try it. And I'd have to go buy it at the restaurant in the hospital, you know, and or the cafeteria, and I'd bring it up there, and sure enough, it worked every single time. It would lower his blood pressure, and they resented the fact that it worked. So,
you know,
I agree with you.
You bring up a good point, and because, for instance, with the Silverlon, I as I have told you, you know, in the past. This kind of thing where a wound will not heal, you know, especially after it's been radiated with people who have cancer and they've had radiation and then they're operated on again after the radiation, often the suture line just won't heal. So you would say these doctors should be welcoming of anything that will make their patients better. They should not only be, they should be interested. They should be saying, please bring me information about it so I can help other people, you know, other patients in the future. But my experience was that I was very naive, Vincent. I prepared a packet of information for them about Silverlon. And, you know, I've been a PR consultant for over 20 years, so it looked good. You know, it wasn't just pieces of paper that I scribbled on. It looked very good. Do you know that not one of them read about it?
Yeah.
I would even ask them. I would be, oh, did you read this yet? It's so exciting, you know. No, I have too much on my plate. And that was the most, that's what makes me know you've got to do your own research because you're the only one watching out for yourself and your loved ones.
No, you're absolutely right. And if you have a loved one in the hospital, you must stay there 24/7. You cannot leave. Because patients are overdosed, they're neglected, and they're not treated as well as you'd want them to be treated, and you're paying an enormous amount of money for it.
And
so, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go on.
And you just absolutely must stay with your loved one at the hospital, and that's what the Finelli family does. We camp out at the hospital, and sometimes they tell us, you know, you have to leave, and we go, no. We're not leaving. Now you can call the police and you'll be making a scene, but no, we are not leaving. As a matter of fact, I witnessed my son being overdosed with fentanyl and they coded him. He was out for 3 minutes, maybe 4 minutes. I saw it and I was screaming code blue. And we were the ones that got him to be rescued because the nurse denied that she overdosed him with fentanyl right in front of us.
You know, you bring up another excellent point about hospitals. They do cover their you-know-what. And I witnessed the same thing with my husband. You know, they overdosed him. They underdosed him. Have you ever heard the expression death by decimal?
Yes.
And what it basically is, you know, they read the chart wrong and they go, oh, it's supposed to be 0.1 milligram. Oh, it means one. You know, that dot was not meant to be before. And
right.
0.1 and 1, it's a difference of times 10.
Absolutely,
so
a difference of times 10.
Mm-hmm. So
no
it's very, very frightening.
Mm-hmm. So Julia, as you look back, your husband died, I believe, in 2005.
Yes.
And this brain tumor journey that you went through, is that what was the impetus for writing your book?
Yeah, that was definitely the impetus for writing my book because, as I've mentioned many times, you know, and as I've written, you know, you see this kind of thing happening, and at least I don't know about you. I have a feeling you were brought up the same way, though. I was brought up, if something bad happens to you, you've got to help other people. And so, you know, when he came home from the hospital in 2002, and he lived for 3 more years, brain damaged, you know, from all the treatments, mm-hmm. you know, all the extra surgeries, and he was incontinent, and he was bedbound. I couldn't really do much advocating for other patients then because I was taking care of him and I was trying to do my best to get caregivers in the house because I work from home, you know. Mm-hmm. But after he died, you know, I was in shock, even though I knew it was coming, you know. And then I decided I've got to help other people. And what was the way that to help other people is online. At this point, in 2005, 2006, when I started Honest Medicine, you know, honestmedicine.com, my blog / website, the internet was in full bloom. And it's been an exciting, exciting thing. Because the first thing is that the internet was so helpful to me in writing the book. Mm-hmm. The first thing I did was I said, oh, there must be other treatments like Silverlon that I want to write about, you know, that are inexpensive, time-tested, non-toxic, effective, yes. And that the doctors won't tell you about. And, you know, with the internet, I was able to find them. And I'm finding even more, and I may have to do an updated version of the book, you know, with more treatments in the not-too-far future. But so I used the internet to do my research. I used the internet, you know, to get the word out about the book. And then the most wonderful thing happened. After the book was published, you know, I began to go onto Facebook. Facebook is something I used to say, oh, Facebook is dumb. I'll never do it. Well, now I am on Facebook all the time. And I'm doing good stuff. I'm not I call myself an internet junkie, but really, I'm doing good stuff. There are patient groups for all of these treatments that I've written about, especially for low-dose naltrexone, which is a wonderful treatment for, and, you know, we've gone into it in past times when I've been on your show, the story of low-dose naltrexone, but suffice it to say, it's a wonderful treatment for many autoimmune diseases, including the one you mentioned earlier, multiple sclerosis. Do you know that there are, oh my God, maybe 8-9 groups devoted on Facebook to low-dose naltrexone, and patients are just, you know, asking each other about low-dose naltrexone. I did a tally of the number of people who are members of these low-dose naltrexone groups, and I came up with 3,538 members, and that was several days ago. I'll bet there are more now. They are helping each other to find low-dose naltrexone because it has to be prescribed by a doctor, and as you know, not all doctors will want to prescribe it. We help them, and I go on these Facebook groups as often as I can to put in my 2 cents and help. But gosh, these patients are just, they're like my poster children for, I don't mean they're children, they're not, but, you know, for how the internet can help. I mean, we share links to articles to take to your doctor. It's a beautiful thing. And before Facebook and all that, there also have been blogs. If you just put in low-dose naltrexone in your Google search engine, you say, oh, my God, there are blogs and there are websites devoted to this one treatment. And the same thing goes for the other treatments I write about, especially the ketogenic diet for pediatric epilepsy. It's the patients online are just doing a wonderful job of educating each other.
Julia, can you take a couple minutes and talk about low-dose naltrexone? Let me spell it. NALTREXONE. It's abbreviated LDN, low-dose, D-O-S-E, NALTREXONE. And let's talk about what it's used to treat, and maybe even what it might cost.
Well, the cost is staggeringly low, okay? It costs, you know, it has to be compounded by a compounding pharmacist, and I'll tell about that in a second. But basically, $25 to $40 a month. And do you know the drugs that doctors routinely prescribe for multiple sclerosis cost $2,000 to $4,000 a month? Now, this is going to break any healthcare system. You know, insurance pays for this, mm-hmm. and they don't they don't always work. They often don't work. So you've got this effective, low-cost drug, and you've got these very bloated in price, ineffective drugs, and they're toxic. They're injectables, the ones that doctors prescribe. Mm-hmm. But low-dose naltrexone is actually the brainchild of a very brilliant doctor. You know, we talk about doctors not being open and not being curious. Dr. Bernard Bihari was a wonderfully curious man, and he died in 2010, and oh boy, that was a sad thing. But I'll tell more about him after the break.
Julia Shopik's with me, and we are talking about low-dose naltrexone, and we're going to find out what disease is that it can be used for, and we'll talk about Dr. Bihari when we come back. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPreparedness.com. Don't touch that dial.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standard for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dried guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety? Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Julia Shelpick's with me, and we're talking about honest medicine. And Julia, how do we get to your website?
My website is honestmedicine.com. I should trademark that name, Honest Medicine, right? And if you go to honestmedicine.com, you will see on the front page, on the home page, an interview with Dr. Bernard Bahari, whom we were just talking about, who died in May of 2010. His widow, Jackie Young Bahari, gave me that to put on, you know, to put on my website, because she knows that I'm passionate about low-dose naltrexone. So you can listen to him, the real Dr. Bahari. And he was an amazing man, Vincent. Mm-hmm. He was somebody who was working. He was a doctor, an MD, who was working with drug addicts. And the drug naltrexone in the 1980s came out in a high dose, and it was supposed to help people with drugs, you know, drugs and alcohol, to get off the drugs and alcohol. And actually, it did not work that well, because at very high doses, it did have side effects. But I am amazed that he was able to see, he was able to use his curiosity, and he saw that a lot of the people, you know, who were drug addicts were also had AIDS, HIV/AIDS, and he noticed that when this drug was given to them, their AIDS stopped progressing. And he said, something's going on here. He started giving it at very low doses, and he found that it raised endorphin levels and, in effect, helped the immune system out. And then a friend of his daughter's had multiple sclerosis, and at that time there were no MS drugs. And he said, let's try this low-dose naltrexone. He had given it a new name, you know. It was approved by the FDA at 50 milligrams for drug addiction. He was using it at that time at 3 milligrams. And her MS stopped progressing. And then he started saying, well, you know, MS is a disease of the immune system. So is lupus. So is rheumatoid arthritis. So is Crohn's disease. So is fibromyalgia. And people with these diseases that are called autoimmune, started hearing about this Dr. Bahari. And remember, this was before the internet. And they started traveling to New York and getting prescriptions for it, and it became, I like to say, a cause célèbre. I mean, it just became, you know, people were talking about low-dose naltrexone. And then when the Internet started, people started going online and helping each other, as I just told you, you know, about the Facebook groups and the blogs. And there, you know, it's an amazing thing when an inexpensive, I was going to say cheap, it's really almost cheap drug that, you know, a doctor can prescribe can absolutely work. Not in all cases. This is not snake oil. I don't mean to say run out and get it and you'll be, you know, everyone will be cured. But in a good percentage of cases, it really stops the progression. And people who have taken it for Crohn's, I mean, you know, Crohn's is a horrible, well, all of them are horrible diseases. And I've just heard that it works for asthma. Asthma, if you listen to Dr. Bahari's interview, you know, his the video on my website, you'll see that he talks about it also for asthma. And boy, you know, I just helped somebody the other day find a doctor who would prescribe low-dose naltrexone for her child who has asthma, and we're waiting to see how it works for the child. The good part is no side effects at these low doses. The only side effect is some sleep problems in some people, vivid dreams. My 95-year-old mom is on it for, she has a kind of slow-growing cancer. It can also be used for cancer because that's also a disease of the immune system. She says, I've never enjoyed my dreams so much. So it's
wow.
An amazing. It's the one thing, you know, if I were to say, I am so proud and happy to be able to help people find this and the other treatments that are in my book. It's just a wonderful thing. And the Internet and radio, my goodness, you know, have just been a wonderful thing.
Julie Shopik, thank you so much for being with us today. Julie Shopik's book, Honest Medicine, you can get it on Amazon.com. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Alex Jones, coming up next.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.